welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The outlook for many crop prices is soft, and farmers are sharpening their pencils to determine where cutbacks are feasible. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly sees inputs as a place to begin.
You know, particularly about soil fertility, if you're using a good sampling protocol and you're following university recommendations and you get a zero for a recommendation, I would believe it. I see the data, I see the facts. And if this isn't a year to follow that, I don't know what kind of year it would be.
The agricultural industry has created numerous products to allow for cutbacks, in commercial fertilizer, for example. Bly advises assessing the data by looking for unbiased resources, such as university trials.
Make sure you get some data, and I wouldn't discourage you from trying something, but generally you have precision equipment. You have a way to do in-field evaluations, and you better be doing it. You better be evaluating these products side by side, and either using a weigh wagon or a really good calibrated yield monitor, and get those evaluations in your own fields.
Bly also encourages setting realistic yield goals and shooting for maximum net return rather than maximum yield. In addition, this may be the year to think outside the box in crop rotation, especially if cattle are in the operation. Bly points to forage crops as options to enhance per-acre profitability when grazing is added to the net revenue, resting pastures, enhancing soil health, and reducing crop costs. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.